JJ, what'd you think?
Wisely, Mark.
I'm working on it. What did you think when the team brought in Brock Osweiler?
You know, in this league, it's about it's a quarterback driven league. So I mean, to have some stability at that position is great. I don't really have a whole lot to say about it. It's my job to go out there and make sure our defense is playing great. So that's all I can focus on.
Could you give us an update on your health situation, JJ?
Yeah, I feel really good. It's coming along really well. Very close to getting back to 100%. I think our trainers have done a great job. I think everybody that helped me back in Wisconsin has done a great job. I think the doctor that did the surgeries did a great job. So now it's just a matter of building back to being better than where I was before, which is my goal.
Timetable?
I don't know. I really don't know. I feel really good. I think I'm farther along than, you know, maybe you thought I'd be. So it's just day to day. It's just a day to day, and no worries whatsoever moving forward. I think it's just now. It's just the process every single day.
JJ, you talked a little bit about wanting to maintain your standard and play this game for a long time at the level you're at now, or better. Could you address that and just kind of, you know, what your philosophy is toward that?
Yeah, I mean, my goal is to go out here every single day, and that's why I love the game. That's why players love the game, because it's a day-to-day process. You can come into work every single day and find something to improve on every single day. And I think that once that becomes, you know, not fun, that's kind of when guys get that, maybe it's time. But that's what's so fun about this game. That's what's so fun about competing. That's why we love it, because every single day is a new opportunity to improve, to make yourself better, to find ways to be great. And I mean, I love that. I love it right now. And so as long as I continue to love it, I'll continue to play.
You and Kay Hudson working out together?
Of course it would be you, John. Of course it would be you. You're more, you belong over at TMZ more than you do at the Cron.
I take that as a compliment.
No.
Does any of the stuff that's taken place on social media away from football over the last 4 months for you, does that faze you at all? Does it bother you? Do you care at all?
I mean, I obviously cared enough to clear it up, but I think it's today's world. I think, you know, we have social media and people want to see access to you. They want to know what you're doing. They want, you know, day to day, what's going on in his life. And then every single thing you do becomes a story, you know, whether it's a tweet, whether it's an Instagram post, whether it's a Snapchat, every single thing becomes a story. And so I think, you know, if people don't want to see what I'm doing, then they should probably just stop following me. I mean, that's basically what it comes down to. But I think it's one of the problems with all the social media we have nowadays is it becomes a cynical world. I think there's a lot of people out there that want to believe that somebody's being fake, that want to believe that somebody is doing things just for attention, when in reality there's a lot of people out there doing a whole lot of good things for the world. And if we could just believe in the good, and we can actually go out there and spend our energy on being good people and doing good things, as opposed to trying to rip other people down or trying to poke flaws in other people, I think then we can truly help make changes in the world. I think that, you know, why would I worry about what somebody says when all they do is go on the internet and try and rip other people down? You know, that's not the type of person I want to associate myself with. So I'm going to go out there. I'm going to keep trying to inspire people. I'm going to keep trying to motivate people. I'm going to keep doing what I've been doing. I haven't changed anything I've been doing for my whole career. So I've been doing all right with that so far. So I'm going to try and have more success.
JJ, what's the end game that makes all of this worth it in terms of tearing up your body and kind of rebuilding it and then going through that process again, knowing that things like that are somewhat inevitable? And have you ever feared that from a team perspective that all of your efforts may not pay off in the ultimate goal, which is to win the Super Bowl?
The end game is winning. It's doing whatever possible. It is leaving everything on the line. I think that's what athletes do. You know, that's kind of the lifelong tale of athletes, is they do whatever it takes to go out there and compete and win, and for your teammates, for your fans. I mean, I've made no secret about it before. They pay you a ridiculous amount of money to play this game. Yeah, you better give them everything that you have. You better give every ounce of energy that you have, and if you're able to step out there, go out there and play. That's what I grew up with. I grew up watching guys fight through stuff, whether it was physical adversity or mental adversity. I grew up in Wisconsin and watched Brett Favre play right after his father died. You watch guys play through injuries that you didn't think they'd be able to play through. That's just kind of the game that I grew up watching. So I want to try and go out there and continue to play the game the way that I learned it.
Are you aware of what Lawrence Taylor said when he was there about you and you tying his record and putting you right up there behind Deacon Jones, Reggie White, and him as like fourth best ever? What do you think about that?
No, I mean, it's a great compliment anytime that you get a compliment from somebody who's played the game, who's been in the trenches, who knows how difficult that it is to play this game. It's not my goal to be fourth best in anything. I want to be, you know, you don't play a game to be fourth best. You don't play anything to be fourth best. You want to go out there and be the best. That's what we're all working towards. That's what every athlete wants. So I'm going to continue to work towards that. I'm going to continue to try and be that. And I think that's what, as a player, as a team, that's what everybody does. That's why you play the game. It wouldn't be fun if everybody was trying to be fourth best. But I very much appreciate the comments coming from a guy who did it at a very high level for a very long time. And having my name among some of the best ever is obviously an honor.
JJ, what would it be like if one, your brother got to play with you here in Houston? What would that be like? And two, obviously you addressed a little bit about Monday and people talking about how you made it here. But what do you think about the weather in general? It's been crazy, hasn't it?
Yeah, I think, you know, my brother is a very good football player. I love watching him. He works his ass off. He's very smart. He can do a lot of things from the fullback position. He can catch. He can block. He knows what he's doing. He knows offense as well. And I work out with him, so I know how hard he works. He works extremely hard. So it would be special. You know, I mean, he got to play with my brother, my other brother, in high school and in college, and I'm the one that never got to play with either of them. So it would be cool. The opportunity to play against him would also be cool. Might not be ideal for my mom or my family, but, you know, I think either way, he deserves, you know, a shot. And the thing I'm most proud of is that he's done it his way. It'd be easy for him to fall into the shadow of being, you know, I see it when I watch his games. They tag him right away as my brother. He could be upset about that, but he goes out there and he works to make his own path and his own life, and I'm proud of him for that. And then the weather here is insane. I mean, it's, you know, I'm from Wisconsin. We deal with blizzards and things like that. And down here it's flooding, and I've never personally seen anything like it. It's crazy. So obviously our thoughts go out to everybody who's been affected, and it's wild. Thank you. Appreciate it. Sorry, I'll get you.